Blessed Wednesday, everyone. Welcome po sa ating midweek study. And as we continue our study on the book of Exodus, we will be looking at Exodus 30, 17 to 21. Exodus 30, 17 to 21. And this is how it reads. The Lord said to Moses, You shall also make a basin of bronze with its stand of bronze for washing. You shall put it between the tent of meeting and the altar. And you shall put water in it, with which Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet, when they go into the tent of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister to burn a food offering to the Lord. They shall wash with water so they may not die. They shall wash their hands and their feet so that they may not die. It shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his offsprings, throughout their generation. May God bless the reading of His Word. Manalangin po tayo. Lord, we ask for Your help as we ponder upon this great section of Scripture. We pray na tulungan niyo po kami maunawaan how this applies to us, how this is relevant and important for us in this side of the cross. We pray that You would teach us, and we pray that You would show us timeless truths and principles that we can glean and apply to our lives para po sa kapurihan ninyo. We thank You again for this time. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So, natapos na natin yung altar of incense, then we looked into the census. And now we're looking at the bronze basin. Let's do some observation first. I don't know if you have been observing every furniture na binanggit ng Panginoong Diyos sa kay Moses. But with regard to this last furniture, ito po yung last furniture ng tent of meeting, ng buong tabernakulo. What do we see about this furniture compared to other furnitures? It's made of bronze kasi nasa labas siya, tama? What else? Ako napansin ko, it doesn't have rings for poles, di ba? Karamihan ng mga furniture sa loob ng tabernakulo, even the altar, the bronze altar, has rings on it so that poles can be slipped through para buhatin. This time, wala tayong makita sa bronze basin. What else? We were not given of specific dimensions, right? Hindi natin alam kung ano ang specific dimensions. Saan gawa ito? Yes, it's made out of bronze, but if you turn your Bible to Exodus 38, verse 8, we are given specificity. Binigyan tayo ng specifics with regards to what this bronze basin is made of. Exodus 38, verse 8. He made the basin of bronze and its stand of bronze from the mirrors of the ministering women who ministered in the entrance of the tent of meeting. San daw yari? Yari daw sa salamin. Right? Yari sa salamin na nanggaling sa mga kababaihan na nagmi-minister outside the gate of the tabernacle. And that's beautiful. Here we have a bronze basin para paghugas, and we hear from Exodus 38 verse 8, it's made out of mirrors. What is the purpose of mirrors? Diba, para tignan natin ating mga sarili, para tignan kung may dumi ang ating mga mukha, right? If that is what we use to check on ourselves if we have like some blemish on our faces, right? And if I would ask you, gaano katagal yung panahon? How long was it that was there even a time that you never looked into a mirror? And how long was it? Ako siguro 1 week. I mean, lalaki naman ako eh. I mean, wash and wear naman ang buhok eh. But to some and to most specifically and especially for women, it's gonna be hard for you not to look into mirrors because you want to know how you look like because you don't want to be going out with dirt on your faces, di ba? Why is the Bible mentioning that this bronze basin used for washing is made out of mirror? Can you think of a New Testament passage that uses the analogy of mirrors? James chapter 1. Di po ba? Go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in the mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. So, James tells us that the Word of God serves as a mirror. And this is very important, friends. Sabi natin, this is given to the nation Israel. Ito ang kalakaran nila. This is how they should be worshiping God. We said a couple of weeks ago that the altar of incense symbolizes prayer. Diba? It symbolizes our prayers unto God. The bronze laver then, or the bronze basin then, symbolizes, yes, of course, washing. But it symbolizes God's word and its sanctifying power, its cleansing power. The Bible is to show us what we should change, diba? What we should what's the standard? God's truth is a standard. But not only does it show us, diba, ang ating mga dumi sa ating mga mukha, it also has what we need to be cleansed. It also has what we need to address certain things that needs to be changed. Imagine niyo itong furniture na ito. Furniture para sa mga kaparian. Imagine the priest going to the bronze laver or bronze basin. And since it's made out of mirror, as he looks into it, he can see what needs to be cleaned. Baka may dugo siya rito or may putik dito, right? But he also has the water there to clean himself up. The very thing that exposed his filth has the thing that he need to address that. Ganun po ang ministeryo ng salita ng Diyos. That is what the Word of God does for the believer of God. The very thing that exposes sin is the same thing that addresses sin. Ano sabi ni Kristo? John 17:17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Now let me ask you now, is this the kind of attitude that you have towards God's word? Whether you're reading it personally or when we're studying it as a body corporately, are we humble enough before the Lord and His Word? Ang attitude ba natin, kahit sino na sa harapan, as long as he would read the Bible and explain the Bible, I would listen to him. Because that is God's Word. It has the power to show me what I need to change. It is the truth. It's like a mirror. Ganun ba ang ating attitude towards God's Word? Are we humble enough before the Lord? Are we humble enough before His Word? Pag tinamaan tayo, when we get stung by God's truth, are we quick to hear, slow to speak, or slow to anger, Or are we the reverse? We are quick to speak, quick to be angry, and slow to listen. Sadly, people nowadays, they approach worship, they approach God's word as if God's word is not real, God's word is not active. And they, if they get stung by God's word, what do? They would blame God's word. They would blame the preacher. Because they do not understand the penetrating power of God's word. In all honesty, dear ones, marami na po akong narinig na mga comments about the preaching and how they would say it's boring. How they would say, pinaparinigan yata ako. As I always tell you, dear ones, whenever I prepare for a lesson, for a message, for a sermon, kung may unang tatamaan po, it's me. And I truly praise the Lord na tinatamaan ako. That means the Word of God is true. That means the Word of God is real. That means the Word of God is active. Ano bang sabi ng Biblia? Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is living. It's alive. Inactive. It's relevant. Always relevant. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. God's word can do that, dear ones. God's word can penetrate our hearts. And if it does, praise the Lord that it did. Pag hindi na tayo nasasaktan, pag hindi tayo naapekton, then that's a thing that we should be concerned about. Because the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. They need to be spiritually discerned. 2 Timothy 3:16 to 17. All scripture, lahat. Lahat? Yes, lahat. Even the Old Testament, yes. And as a church age style, yes. That's two-thirds of God's word. Right? And I believe God would not waste two-thirds of His revelation para sa iglesia. Ano sabi ni Paul? These are written for their instructions and examples for us. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable. Kapaki-pakinabang daw po. For teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. It's for teaching us, it's for correcting us, it's for training us into righteousness. Para saan? That the man of God may be complete, that the man of God may be mature, that the man and woman of God may be mature, equipped for every good work. This is what we see here in this very short passage about this furniture. Ano nga ba ang order ng mga furniture? Pagpasok natin, ang unang makikita natin is what? The bronze altar. Then towards the holy place is the bronze basin. Why am I saying this? Sa outer court, pagpasok ng tent of meeting, what's gonna be waiting for you, the very first furniture that you would see is the altar of burnt offering, right? Susunod nun, towards the holy place, is the bronze basin. Why am I saying this? Too many people get this mixed up. Most of the times, people get this mixed up with this furniture. What does the bronze altar represent? Blood sacrifice. It's pointing to the atoning work of Jesus Christ. It foreshadows the finished work of Jesus. You say, paano po na may mixed up ito? This is how things get mixed up. The bronze basin points to the practical sanctification of God's people through the ministry of God's word on the basis of the atoning work of Jesus done and represented in the bronze altar. You can now be washed practically and continually in order to enjoy sweet fellowship and effective ministry sa Panginoon Diyos. Some people approach it this way. They keep on washing and washing and washing in order for them to come to Jesus. They do good works to get closer to Jesus. Friends, that is mixed up. That is not the gospel. The gospel is God is holy and you are not. Therefore, you cannot approach Him. There needs to be the shedding of blood. And this is done in the altar, a bronze altar. And this can only be found in Jesus by grace through faith in Him. And after that revelation of that beautiful gospel, and because that you are now positionally sanctified by Jesus, you now desire to be more like Him. Right? To be more like Him. Let me paint a picture for you. Do you know, or are you reminded of a Bible passage in the New Testament that speaks of washing that pertains to justification and washing that pertains to sanctification? I think of John 13. Go to your Bibles and go to John 13. Let's go to verse 3. 13:3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He had come from God, and was going back to God, rose from supper. This is when they were having the Lord's Supper. He laid aside His outer garment, and taking a towel, tied it around His waist. Then He poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with a towel that was wrapped around Him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to Him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to Him, "You shall never wash my feet." Ano yung scenario? Jesus stood up while they were eating, nakaalis na si si Judas Iscariot. Oh, he hasn't left yet. Yeah. So Jesus was washing the disciples' feet, and sabi ni Pedro, "Lord, hindi mo hugasin pa ako." No. "You will never wash my feet." Sabi ni Cristo, "You would not understand this, but afterward you will." Sabi ni ganun, "You will never wash my feet." Of course, Peter is a very impulsive person, very emotional person. And Jesus said this, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Kung hindi kita hugasan, you have no part with me. Being the impulsive person that he is, we hear Simon Peter saying, "Lord, not my feet also, but also my hands and my head." Sabi niya, "Paligom na ako, Lord." Jesus said to him, verse 10, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but are not every one of you." So what is happening here? Sabi ni Cristo, those who have already taken a bath, those who have already initially been cleansed already, through regeneration, through justification, through salvation, need not be washed anymore, but only his feet. Right? there needs to be a continual washing of their feet. Feet there depicts our walk, our lives, because somewhere along the way, as we walk, we already are bathed, tayo ay nililinis na ng Diyos, pero sa ating paglakad, we would pick some dirt, we would fall. We need then to be continually be washed yung ating mga paa. Sabi ni Kristo, unless I wash you. And how does God do that? How does Jesus do that? Through God's Word. Through God's Word. And please be reminded, dear ones, that Jesus is not just excited about washing you initially, washing you through justification. He is equally and is as just as eager to wash you all throughout your walk. He loves doing that for you. But then again, friends, this is not a license for us to keep on living in sin. Sana hindi ganun ating kaisipan. Understanding this should not motivate us to be dirty. But it does and should drive us to want to be clean. To want to be holy. The problem is that, do you go to Him for washing? Do you consult His Word? Friends, this is talking about practical sanctification. This is talking about holy lives, living holy lives. We cannot divorce holiness with our Christian walk. We cannot be saved by our holy living because we can never be holy enough. But since we are saved by God through Christ, we now desire to live holy lives. So you see, yung order ng furniture sa tent of meeting is telling us about our Christian walk. And let me just ask this question, or let me just say this. Perhaps the reason why you are not driven to live holy lives, perhaps the reason why you do not want to go to God's Word for cleansing is because you have not realized and experienced the bronze altar. We need to understand the gospel that God and God alone made a way for us to be washed through the shedding of His blood. And this is once for all time. And as we understand that, and as we are given faith, then we are changed from within very beautifully. We now have a new disposition, and now we desire to be more like Him, and that is how we see in the order of the furniture. After the bronze altar, we see the bronze basin. As we go back to Exodus 30, pansinin ninyo ano ang purpose ng bronze basin na ito. Exodus 30, verse 18. Let's look at verse 17 first. The Lord said to Moses, "You shall also make a basin of bronze with its stand of bronze for washing. You shall put it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it, with which Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet. When they go into the tent of meeting, or when they come near the altar, to minister to burn a food offering to the Lord, they shall wash with water so that they may not die." So we are given two purposes. Para saan ang paghuhugas dun sa bronze basin? It is to meet God and to serve God. To meet God and to serve God. And that's glorious. I love how this is the last furniture mentioned. Because this is telling us that everything about the tabernacle, meeting God and serving God, is hinge. Yung alam yung bisagra is hinge in this piece of furniture. This would determine how near you get to God and how effective you serve God. Think about it, friends. How many believers right now are just confined in being outside the temple court? Those who understood the biblical gospel but are outer court Christians. Napansin niyo sa outer court, ang laki ng espasyo, perhaps because it can hold a lot of people. Right? There are many who are content with the revelation of the gospel in the person and finished work of Jesus Christ, but do not enter the holy place to have intimacy and to serve Him. Mga kapatid, the cross of Jesus Christ, as glorious as it is not the end itself. Ulitin ko. Ang ebanghelyo ni Kristo, ang krus ng Kalbaryo, it's so glorious, but it is not the end in itself. It's a means to an end. And what is the end? It is the means for you to go closer to the holy place. Yes, Jesus shed His blood as a propitiation for sins, but He also tore the veil. We are allowed to get in. Some today have the thinking that entering the holy place is just for priests. Eh, pastor, hindi naman ako sa ministry eh. Okay, I'm content. Minsan pa nga, it has a sound of parang piety in them. I'm content. Hindi ako maghahangad ng mas marami pa para sa akin. I'm content with Jesus. Friends, it's good to be content with Jesus that He saved you. But you can know more about Jesus. Again, He shed His blood for you to get in. And He also tore the veil for you to enjoy Him and serve Him. Ano sabi ni Pedro? We are a chosen nation. We are a holy priesthood. What is the missing element sa buhay ng mga taong ito who may be described as outer court Christians? Intimacy with God. Effective service unto God. Dear ones, I pray that this section would pierce your hearts. Praise the Lord that you are saved. Praise the Lord that you understood the gospel of Christ. But dear ones, after the bronze altar, there is yet another furniture that awaits you. The bronze basin. The basin by and through which you can be cleansed. You can have access towards the holy place and enjoy God more. Let us not be confined in being outside. I pray that you would desire to go inside the holy place. Ang determining factor is the bronze basin. And we understand that the bronze basin is a picture of God's word. The more you open God's word, the more you get intimate with God. But since the word of God is also is like a mirror, the word of God is the means by God through which and by which you get to be sanctified. Ang Diyos na ating sinasamba is holy. Be holy because I am holy. And how can we do that? He has given us a way through His word. Serving God cannot be done out of a vacuum. we serve Him through His mandate. How can you serve someone whom you do not know, whom you do not have intimacy with? God's word is the means by which you get intimate, the means by which you get into that holy place. As you offer prayer unto Him, the more you know God, the more you know how to pray. The more you know God, the more you enjoy Him. The more you know God and His standard, and the more you know how you need to live holy lives. The more you look at Scripture, the more you see your wickedness. And as you see your wickedness, you also know that God's Word is also the means to address the flaws in our lives. The more you know your Word, God's Word, is the more you know how He wants to be served, how He wants to be worshipped. The more you know God's Word, the more you know what pleases His heart. Dear ones, a very short section in Exodus chapter 30, the very last furniture mentioned in the instructions given to Moses. Yet we know it is crucial to the Christian life. Now I leave you with these questions. Have you realized and experienced the altar, the bronze altar? Meaning, have you surrendered to Jesus Christ, His person and His finished work? Praise the Lord if you have. Now, I ask you, are you just content with that? Because you can know more. You can enjoy Him more. You can serve Him more effectively. Do not settle to be outer court Christians. Move forward to that bronze basin that pictures God's Word. God's Word is what He uses to cleanse us from all our iniquities. God's Word is what He uses to make us more like Him. God's Word is what He uses for us to grow from one intimacy into deeper intimacy with Him. One effective ministry to a better effective ministry unto Him and for Him. Dear ones, as we close, ang dalangin ng puso ko that we would value God's Word, that we would read God's Word, that we would live out God's Word. Friends, let me implore you, do not be outer court Christians. Do not settle for just knowing Christ. Please know Him better. Please serve Him well. And the means by which we do that is through intimacy with Him and holy living through the ministry of the sanctifying work of His Word. Ano sabi po ni Cristo ulit? Sanctify them by your truth. Thy Word is truth. It is my prayer that as we progress with our study on the Old Testament, we would have a better appreciation of the whole counsel of God's Word. Right? Manalangin po tayo. Father, we thank You for the bronze basin. Salamat po, ito ay yari sa bronze, ito po yari sa salamin. Salamat po, it's a perfect picture of the ministry of Your Word. Thank You, Lord, that Your Word is powerful. Your Word is active and alive. That cuts through our soul. Thank You, Lord, that it does not only show us our flaws, but also addresses those flaws. Salamat po dahil ito rin ang kaparaanan ninyo para mas mapalapit kami sa puso ninyo. Lord, we desire to know You more. And the means by which we do that is through your word. We pray, Lord, na sana po ang sino man po na nakikinig ngayon who has a loose and low regard for your word and has no concern for holy living, I pray, Lord, that you have used your word to show us our flaws. Sana rin po maging sapat ito para ipakita sa amin ano ang dapat namin gawin. Again, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for how gracious and loving you are that you have given us your word. We pray that we all will be found to be people of the word, people of grace, and people of faith. Maraming salamat muli sa pagturo niyo sa amin ngayong gabing ito. We thank you for this beautiful picture of your word through this wonderful furniture in a tent where you meet your people. Salamat po ng maraming Panginoon Diyos sa araw na ito. We pray that you would bring us back next week as we continue on our study on the book of Exodus. Maraming pong salamat sa pangalan mo, Jesus. Amen at amen. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you all next week. God bless you.